So yeah, when you see the code, when you know the Bible, when you really can rightly divide the word, you know that God is letting man invent and manage and try to run this Mother Earth. Like Rihanna said, we're going to run this mother. God is letting man try to run this earth and invent machines and technology and systems. But he already knows that man is a failure. Before the foundation of the world, he already went to the cross because man can't do it. And so all these systems that man sets up and all these processes and algorithms and governments, man is a royal failure. I mean, why do we still have wars in 2023? Why does the Bible say there's going to be more wars and rumors of wars? Because mankind is a failure. And so God is allowing man to build his own little box of destruction, smaller and smaller boxes, that man will destroy himself. Mankind destroys himself. And that's why they're going to be looking for a Maitreya or something, some kind of AI beast god, Therion, whatever. Therion, in the Greek is Therion, the beast. Who is able to make war with the beast? When I have time, maybe I'll have time this week, talk about it for about an hour. But it's obvious that every nation, every kingdom goes in debt, destroys itself. It's a debt money system. It's all idolatry. I mean, it's really a self-fulfilling prophecy that anybody who speaks truth and points to God, faith alone and Jesus alone, they get censored. But if you want to talk about idolatry, the world, the flesh, the pride of life, anything to do with idolatry, you get promoted. You get raised. They raise you up. You rise up in the system as long as it's idolatry, you know. And so, once you hit about 10,000 subscribers, they're going to start shutting you down because you're making moves, you know. And they know that popularity draws a lot of people's attention, you know. And so if you're speaking the truth and if you're popular, they're going to shut you down. Anyway, but if you're in idolatry and sorcery and witchcraft and you get a lot of people, they're not going to shut you down. They're going to let you rise up, you know. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that man destroys himself and goes into deeper and deeper idolatry, mankind. A lot of these people, they look like they're doing good and worshiping the devil, but they're really deep down, they're not. They have no peace, they have no joy, they have no confidence in their future. They're fighting to hang on to what they got, and everybody's fighting to hang on, really, but they're willing to kill for it, still kill and destroy, you know. So these agents of idolatry and the devil system is just a self-fulfilling prophecy. And so all these AI programmers and all this stuff, they're just going to destroy themselves. I mean, look at all the corporations that went bankrupt this year. And it's obvious what's going on. All you have to do is just pay attention. Look at your own self. When you get prideful, things fall apart. When you humble yourself, things get better, you know. If you say, Lord, help me have the wisdom, the strength, the knowledge to do this and to achieve this, or get here and go here. What do you really think the Jezebel spirit is? The Jezebel spirit is usurping authority, the authority of God ultimately, but in the home, in businesses. Jezebel is weak, but she's trying to use the authority to usurp the authority to get power, but it's not really her power. She's just demasculated somebody and took over their power. That's all that's all the Jezebel spirit. The Jezebel spirit is just trying to usurp authority. That's it in a nutshell. And she thinks she's got something, but after time, enough cycles of time, enough repeats, eventually she destroys herself. Mankind destroys himself if he doesn't run to God. If he doesn't figure out how to walk in the spirit. If he doesn't figure out how to take up his cross. If he doesn't figure out how to submit to the authority. And you might say, well, human authority is evil. Yeah, everybody's evil in the flesh, except for Jesus. But evil is also restrained. Evil is also restrained. And that's why they try to shut down free speech, because they don't want to be restrained. But there's always another authority who's above them that holds them accountable, holds them in check, you know. They're held in check. But they really think they're gods or goddesses, and they really think that they are like irreplaceable, which is not even, which is kind of stupid. It's a trip, to be honest with you. It is a trip, people. So the self-fulfilling prophecy that AI God, they will worship just like they worship their cars, they worship their clothes, they worship the creation of man. Anything that man builds, they end up worshiping. So you know they'll worship the AI machine that's able to make fast decisions and look at multiple options and come up with a quick decision, that the best decision, and they'll end up worshiping that machine. If AI moves to AGI, where it's like the human, like you're just dealing with the logic of a human instead of them taking a database. See, what's happening now, only way I can explain it from what I understand, is they're using a bunch of database, a data point from database of people making comments or books or whatever. And think about when Google was copying all the books. They already had this in plan. It was already in plan. I mean, the fact that they did GPS, they already had it planned, what they wanted to do. They put all the books in the databases, right? So right now, AI makes decisions based on databases and books that it can read, download. But they're saying the AGI, general intelligence, is like a person looking at the data points and making the decision. Like a human makes a decision. If it ever moves to that, a 10-year-old, a 15-year-old, a 18-year-old, if it ever gets to a 70-year-old person who's used their brain, most people you talk to, I don't care if they're 70 or 80, most of them are just ignorant. But if it ever gets to that and beyond, then they're going to worship it. They already are. They already worship the AI. Because think about it. They worship their car. They worship their washing machine. They worship their house. They worship their... they love their animal. They love their dog more than they love their husband. They love their dog more than they love their wife. They love their dog more than they love God. Some people love their dog more than they love themselves. They take more better care of their dog than they do themselves. What's that about? Love your neighbors yourself. It doesn't say love your neighbor like you love your dog. It's upside down, people. The whole thing is upside down, inside out, twisted. It's just ridiculous. And if you talk to people on a daily basis, just listen to them. They're upside down. They have no truth. They have no biblical truth. When you say, have you read the book of Proverbs? They don't even know what that is. It's like, no wonder everybody's messed up. You ain't never read any verses in Proverbs? You don't know what the book of Proverbs is? No wonder you're an imbecile. It's just ridiculous. And you rub shoulders with them every day. I mean, it is sad.